Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On today's program, we explore the power of words in African American culture, move to the many rhythms of Latin American music, and experience Wales and its people all on the National Mall in Washington. Welcome back to the yearly Smithsonian Folklife Festival. For 43 years, the Smithsonian Folklife Festival has been bringing cultures from the United States and from around the world to Washington, D.C. Visitors to this year's outdoor festival can explore the music, history, art, and food of Wales. This small country in the United Kingdom is known for its music, sports, beautiful natural areas, and ancient history. Visitors to the festival can also learn about the country's language and industry. Shirley Griffith has more.
Visitors to the Smithsonian Folklife Festival can start their exploration of Wales by learning about its native language, Welsh. Welsh is one of the oldest languages in the world. The first lesson to learn is the Welsh word for Wales, Cymru. Festival visitors can learn more from Iona Hughes, a Welsh teacher in the country's capital, Cardiff. Welsh and English are now the official languages of Wales. But the English people did not always support the use of Welsh. Today, about 20% of the population of Wales speaks the language fluently.
It's quite wonderful to see how the language has developed and how the language has grown, especially in the last 30 years. I remember as a child actually saying that Welsh was a dying language, and now I'm proud to say that actually it isn't. It's a thriving language. It's growing.
The Welsh people are serious about language and the spoken word. They hold competitions to celebrate their language in literature and music. At the Smithsonian Festival, there is an area for storytellers to perform. Here, a writer reads a poem he wrote in Welsh about his grandfather.
A blema neath the drill, chi'n gwybod enwer ffermydd.
Wales is also known for its natural beauty. It has hundreds of lakes and over 1,000 kilometers of coastline. The government and organizations work hard to protect this environment. The festival events also tell about Welsh industries. You can see an expert make thread out of wool from a sheep. Or you might learn about traditional Welsh building materials like slate. There is also a stage where Welsh musicians perform. And no visit to Wales would be complete without a pub where people can sit down and drink a beer. Joan Paul has been volunteering for the Smithsonian Folklife Festival for 34 years. We asked her what she likes about this event.
It gives me an opportunity to either visit states or countries that I either hadn't thought about or didn't realize what wonderful things they had to offer. And then once I've been there, it's just so exciting, and so I hardly wait for the next year.
Miss Paul says she has never been to Wales. But now that she has learned about this country, she wants to make a big effort to visit soon.
That is folk performer Ella Jenkins leading a sing-along of Mary Had a Little Lamb. They are at the area of the Smithsonian Folklife Festival called Giving Voice. It explores the power of words and oral tradition in African-American culture. Performers include poets, storytellers, radio show announcers, actors, and others. Ella Jenkins has been singing and teaching songs to children for more than 50 years. She has reached children through her work in public schools, conferences, festivals, on television, and in concerts. She recorded her first album in 1957. Here, Ella Jenkins sings and plays a game with visitors at the festival. The children love it.
Okay. Well, you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you stop. And you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you stop.
John Franklin is director of partnerships and international programs at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History. Mr. Franklin says Folklife director Diana Parker had the idea for Giving Voice. He says it was the right time for the exhibition. Mr. Franklin says people want to know more about the African American experience because of President Obama. He says planners wanted to make sure to include all areas of spoken word. He said they had to have theater, poetry, comedy, and oral expression linked to music and children's culture. Mr. Franklin praised the festival's barbershop and beauty shop settings. This is where African-American men and women have had their hair cut and styled. He says he remembers the barbershop of his childhood and the debates that took place there. He says it was a place where people discussed important issues and respected differences of opinion. One place within Giving Voice where you will hear only whispers is called Hush Harbor. This quiet area was set up to represent places where African American slaves would go to pray without being observed by their oppressors. Visitors to the Folklife Festival can also hear poets like Sonia Sanchez from Washington, D.C., in an area called the Oratorium. Poet Toni Blackman also is performing at the festival. She is a State Department Ambassador of Hip-Hop from Brooklyn, New York. And African-American storytellers from around the United States have gathered to lend their talents to the festival. Visitors to the Smithsonian Folklife Festival could also enter into Un Mundo Musical, a musical world at the area of the festival called Las Americas. Here is Mario Ritter with more.
The musical artists are here to connect the different kinds of music that are an important part of Latino life and culture. They also are attending the festival to exchange ideas about their music. Music in Latino culture is rich in tradition and poetry. The white tents of the festival are alive with exciting sounds. Visitors can hear the bomba and plena music traditions from Puerto Rico, or the curula from Colombia's Pacific coast.
Una mañanita, arare, noche de verano, arare. Una mañanita, arare, noche de verano, arare. Por coger la rosa, arare. Y el pico es cuyano, arare. Por coger la rosa.
Many forms of Latin American music, like the plena and son music, represent the customs of the countries. Songs often go along with a dance. According to an expert on son music, a dance is like a proposal. Most importantly, it is about the idea of being related to the earth.
With probably with most traditions, you have the music, the dance, the poetry, and it's oftentimes a proposition, a proposal. For instance, you know, you dance for rain, you dance for a good crop. They dance to have this relationship with the earth.
Visitors can enjoy listening to the sounds of Latin America while tasting traditional Central and South American cooking. There are foods such as yuca and arroz con pollo. Many foods are especially traditional of Peru. Cook Marco Campero describes some typical food.
Ceviche, yeah, it's a Peruvian style. We cook to with lemonade. We have a carapulca, it's a dry potato. It's a yellow potato, it's a dry, with chicken and pork. Yeah, this is from Lima. Lima, Peru is the capital. Chicken is very popular in Peru.
Not all traditional music from Central and South America remains local. In fact, some are international favorites. After a tasty meal, visitors and natives alike can enjoy music from the Mexican musical string group Son de Madera. This is Spanish for "They are made from wood." Here is the well-known song, La Bamba.
Aprieta, agüita con viento, si mis ojos lloraron, si mis ojos lloraron, razón tuvieron porque se enamoraron. Se enamoraron de lo que vieron, pues arriba y arriba, y arriba iré, yo no soy marinero. No soy marinero, por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré.
Es bonita la bamba, es bonita la bamba en la madrugada cuando yo se la canto. Cuando yo se la canto, mi prenda amada, y arriba, y arriba. Ay, arriba, y arriba, y arriba iré, yo no soy marinero.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Katie Weaver, Maricel Salazar, and Dana Demange, who was also the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also write comments about our programs. Do you have a question about American people, places, or things? Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com or write to American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Please include your full name and where you live. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in Special English.